conduct the public hearings this evening. Mr. Griff.
When council conducts public hearings on zoning matters, they're legislative hearings. Council uses the information obtained during the hearing to determine whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning ordinance to reflect the request that's being made by the applicant in a particular case. After each application is announced, Mr. Lank will tell us what happened at the level of the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, whether they made a recommendation for approval or denial, or whether they have deferred decision. If the commission has given the council a recommendation, then the council, following the conclusion of the public hearing here tonight, can go ahead and make its decision. If the commission is deferred, then council will wait to get the recommendation. After Mr. Lank gives us the report from the commission hearing, we will ask the applicant to come forward and state their name, their address, and stand at the podium and tell the council the reasons why they want their application to be approved. And you might be asked questions by members of the council. And after you've completed your presentation and any witnesses that you bring to speak in your behalf, then council will decide what action to take. Does anybody have a question about the procedure? Members of the public, after you speak, members of the public will be allowed to be recognized in case they have any questions or comments or objections to what you're trying to do under your application. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. The first application is the application of Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto repair and part sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Gumboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.08 acres, more or less, lying at the southeast corner of the intersection of Route 26 and Road 415B. And it was referred to as conditional use number 1670. For the benefit of council, I passed out copies of the survey and site plan for this application. I would note that one of the road numbers is incorrectly noted. It is actually road 415B, not 413B, or 315B, excuse me. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on November 30th of 2006. We received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. Philip Murray was present on behalf of his application. And in short states, his intent is to sell new parts and do installation of parts on four-wheel drive vehicles. And provided input on his hours, days working, etc. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1670 for an auto repair and new part sales based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, described conditional use will not have an adverse impact on the surrounding area. Two, the conditional use will have a benefit for the area which utilizes four-wheel drive vehicles. Three, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the building shall be no larger than 40 feet by 120 feet. Two, all entrances shall be subject to DLDOT approval. Three, days and hours of operation will be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. There shall be no Sunday hours. Four, vehicles shall not be offered for sale from the site. Five, only new parts may be sold. Six, one unlighted wall sign not exceeding 4 feet by 8 feet may be displayed on the building. Seven, there shall be no storage of used parts. Eight, vehicles must be immediately removed after repairs are completed. And nine, there shall be no storage of vehicles. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. We did receive one additional agency comment from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. It was received on December 1st of 2006. Makes reference to the application, the site, the location by tax map and intended use. We are advised that the site is not within the county operated or maintained sanitary sewer and/or water district. The site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5. That the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. That conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Area Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. That the County Engineering Department is currently conducting a planning study to assess the future sewer needs in Western Sussex, and the study is scheduled to be completed by August of 2007. And that information was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lank, gentlemen? Is the applicant present tonight?
My name is Philip Moran from Gumbo, Delaware. I'm going to start a four-wheel drive business selling new parts and installing them.
This is for four-wheel drives, vehicles mainly only?
Yeah, pickups and stuff.
You do a lot of mud bogging?
I don't, I mean, but yeah.
But you're fixing those that do, probably?
I guess, yeah. I mean, mostly new vehicles, I mean, selling wheels and tires, and I mean, all the related stuff that goes with it.
What's your occupation now?
I don't do nothing now.
Oh, you're unemployed?
Well, I had a business, but I sold them.
Okay. So it's just sort of something you're doing at home?
Yeah, well, it's my son and my sister's son going to actually run it, I guess.
What types of parts do you typically install on four-wheel drive vehicles?
Well, you do like lift kits and wheels and tires and
springs.
Springs and stuff like that, and exhaust. And
the light kits?
Light kits, yeah, anything that goes with it, yeah.
Is there a market for this type of business?
Yeah, pretty popular business.
Yeah, if it's in Gumbo, they do mud hopping down there. I'm telling you right now.
Right in town, I mean, right in town, Gumbo.
I think they said about 8/10 of a mile from the fire company. Yeah. Towards Pittsville, I guess you would say.
Around the main drag.
Yeah.
You heard the stipulation. Go ahead.
You wouldn't be selling vehicles or
no.
Taking vehicles apart and storing used.
No, I mean, I've been in salvage yard business all my life, but I'm not in it now. I mean, it wouldn't be nothing like that. No, I'm
enough of that, huh?
That's not what I'm trying to do.
You heard Mr. Lang say the conditions, you know, on this piece of property. Are you,
I live right behind it. I don't want no junk around it either.
I understand. And you don't really have any, you understand everything they're telling you. They're saying just new parts. You can't use parts and that stuff. Okay.
Anybody have any more questions of Mr. Murray? Mr. Murray, the council understands what you're asking. We need to see if there's anybody else here who has anything they'd like to say about your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning the application of Philip and Becky Murray and CU 1670 to operate a business for parts sales and installation on four-wheel drive vehicles. Let the record show, no one else asked to be recognized. Close the hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Okay, Mr. Rudd?
Yes, set of conditions?
Yep.
You got some conditions?
Yes, we got them here.
Okay. Read the title.
There's an item.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for auto repair and parts sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbo 100, Sussex County, containing 2.08 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1670 with the 9 conditions and findings as P&Z stated.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use number 1670, that there of Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray with 7 conditions?
Nine.
9 conditions.
Please state your reasons when you vote.
questions? Mr. Cole, state your reasons for voting, please.
I'll vote yes. The conditions seem to permit this activity in the agricultural district, and it also, many of the people that live in that area also require servicing and parts for four-wheel drive vehicles.
Mr. Cole votes yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes, with the conditions that has been stated by the Planning and Zoning Office.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes? That is a rural area, and I know the area very well, and there's a lot of four-wheelers in that area, and they do mud bogging and a whole host of things down there, and I feel this will be a small business operated on the premise where he lives. Nine conditions, my vote yes.
Well, the nine conditions, recommendation of P&Z, and I like people coming for us themselves and being honest, my vote is yes.
You may leave if you like. Next, we have conditional use number 1671, Compass Point Associates, LLC.
Next application is conditional use number 1671, the application of Compass Point Associates, LLC, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a land surveying office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres more or less, lying north of Route 9, 540 feet east of Route 254, and 700 feet west of Route 5 at Harbison. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on November 30th of 2006. I will note I did pass out five copies of an exhibit booklet that was provided to the commission for the benefit of council. My report lists what items are in the exhibit booklet. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. Eugene Byard, attorney, was present on behalf of the application with Mary Walsh. Pete Lowenstein and Harry Lambrose, and they gave testimony and gave references to their business hours, days working, etc. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1671, the application of Compass Point Associates, LLC, for a land surveying office based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property has been used for a variety of other conditional use type purposes over the years, including a bed and breakfast, produce stand, and antique sales. Two, the nature of the business should have limited impact on neighboring properties and traffic. Three, given the nature of the business, an example, an office with limited public traffic, there are no restrictions proposed on the hours of operation. Four, the application is appropriate at the subject site because it is in an area of other nearby conditional use and commercial zonings. Five, proposed parking is not located in the front yard setback. Instead, it is located to the rear of the property. Six, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. One unlighted sign, not larger than 32 square feet on each side, may be permitted. The location of the sign is to be shown on the site plan. Two, any stormwater management ponds that might be required shall be located to the rear of the property. Three, the entrance shall be subject to DLDOT approval. And four, the final site plan shall be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I did receive, again, one additional comment from the County Engineering Department. We received on December 1st. The site is not located in a county-operated sanitary sewer or water district. The site is located within the North Coastal Planning Area. An on-site septic system is proposed. The site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. and the proposed use is not near a current or proposed Sussex County operated wastewater facility. And lastly, a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions. This is, just for record, the Freedman House is just west of the Harbison intersection, the white house with the green shutters.
Byard.
Evening, gentlemen. Gene Byard for Compass Point Associates. With me are Mary Walsh and Pete Lowenstein. We'll be brief. We'd ask that the record made before the commission be made a part of the record of this hearing. And ask Mary to introduce herself and very briefly walk the council through the site map showing what nearby properties exist, how they're zoned, or how they're used.
My name's Mary Walsh. I'm from Milford, Delaware.
Come just a little closer.
You gotta speak up a little louder now.
Hear a word.
My name is Mary Walsh.
There you go.
I'm from Milford, Delaware.
Mary, before you go to the board, can you explain your connection to Compass Point?
Yes, I'm the managing partner of Compass Point. And what I have shown here are areas highlighted red, denote areas of currently zoned business or commercial. Areas highlighted pink are areas who have had a successful zoning change to business or commercial. Areas highlighted blue are currently zoned heavy industry. And the areas highlighted yellow have been approved for conditional use zoning.
Where on that map is your property?
We are parcel 8. We are highlighted yellow.
Could you point to it specifically for council? Is it correct to say that, in your view, the development trend in the area is toward neighborhood business and small commercial activity?
That's correct.
What you're proposing is 1.2 acres of a larger tract, is it not?
That's correct.
Is it correct that immediately to the east of your property is a produce stand?
Yes.
You have permits in place for water and septic?
Yes.
Do you believe there'd be any impact on traffic as a result of your application?
No, I don't.
Do you think there'd be any negative or adverse impact on property values in the area?
No.
Is it correct that historical activities on site included a bed and breakfast, an antique shop, a computer store?
Yes.
Your site plan includes the construction of a pole building for storage purposes. Do you plan any other buildings on the property?
We're proposing two additions, one being an extension to a front porch and one being along the rear of the building where there's an existing deck.
And you're also going to install a parking lot in the rear?
Correct.
Approximately, how many employees do you have?
We currently have 9 employees.
How many company vehicles exist?
We have 5 company vehicles.
Do you have any present growth plans, or is this going to accommodate you now and for the future?
We should have maybe minimal growth plans. We've hit what I would think was a peak season. So,
gentlemen, that's the application. I think the findings the commission made capture the spirit of the application, and the conditions imposed are certainly reasonable and certainly something that Compass Point will abide by. Questions, we'll be glad to answer.
Mr. Byard, your site map, you got 9.51 acres, but you're only asking for 1.2 acres?
That's correct.
You can fill in just 1.2.
The balance of the property is owned by a gentleman named Rick Quill.
Okay. So I presume that's going to be in the front?
Where the property is, Mary, could you identify for me?
So where the 1.2 acres is? Okay.
It's the old Prettyman homestead.
Okay.
It's a single, big single-family home.
Right.
Okay.
Well, at the time the applicant purchased this property, were they aware of the zoning status?
It is under contract. It was represented to them that the property was zoned commercially, and that based on the historic uses they saw, they had no reason to disbelieve that.
At this point, they haven't completed the purchase?
No, it is contingent upon a conditional use permit. They discovered after a shortly after the contract was signed that what was represented wasn't quite so.
Mrs. Walsh said that there were a number of business activities previously operated at this site. Did they just operate without zoning approval, or did they have expired conditional uses?
That I would have to refer to Lawrence.
Okay.
I believe the computer sales store did not have a conditional use permit. Bed and breakfast may have. I don't think the antique shop had a conditional use permit.
Okay. Any questions, gentlemen? Let's see if there's anyone. Is there anything further you had, Mr. Byard?
No, Mr. Griffin, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who would like to be heard concerning this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. Pardon me?
If I may.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a copy of this. The site plan that follows is a little different than what they put on the board. The front porch is set back 37 plus feet, and there would be need of variance if they're going to line it up with the exact front of the porch. But that would be a separate issue with the Board of Adjustment. Right. Just for the record.
Okay.
I'll read the title.
Close the hearing.
Hearing is closed. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a land surveying office to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.20 acres more or less.
Make a motion to approve CU 1671 with the. How many conditions?
Four conditions.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to approve conditional use number 1671 Compass Point Associates LLC with four conditions. Gentlemen, state your reasons for voting.
Four conditions.
There's six findings.
You weren't questioning
four
me,
conditions.
Were you? You weren't questioning me for. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. The six findings and the four conditions appropriately describe the use and the history that's of other activities on that site, and I don't believe this will be a problem. Yes.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes with the four conditions and the six findings as P&C stated.
Mr. Diggs.
My vote is yes with the four conditions.
I'm going to be yes with the six findings and four conditions, recommendation of P&Z. Motion passed.
Thanks for coming tonight, Peter. Good seeing you.
Next.
Do we need executive session?
Yes.
Gentlemen, entertain a motion to go into.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
For the purpose of.
And
acquisition.
Land acquisition.
Pending litigation.
Pending litigation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jennings for Sussex County Council to go into executive session at 8:45 hours. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Pardon me?
Yes, executive session.
We're going to executive session, George.
Yes. I'll go in executive with you guys any day.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Both.
Just got to debate.
Oh, you're still.